And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can download the Guardian Radio app and listen to us on your mobile device all day if your boss doesn't get upset about that. Or you can listen to us from the live stream button on your desktop computer, www.guardiantalkradio.com. And then you can also go to our website, www.nagb.org.bs. I really want to change the website name, but I think I'm stuck with it. The .bs is really problematic in the States as well, I have to say. But anyhow, you can go there and you can go to our menu, and on the Learn menu, where you can find all about like education and extra information, you can go to the Blank Canvas segment and you can listen to the show again or share it with your friends or whatever you'd like to do. You can also go and look at our calendar. There's a ton going on. I'm not going to read the whole list now, but the main thing that we have upcoming, which is why we're all in the studio tonight, is to promote the Bahamas Humane Society special workshop that we have on Saturday, the 13th of October, and also the show, the Pot Cake Show, that we have on right now at the National Art Gallery on the ground floor, which was an open call, and we're going to try to do those at least once a year, where we just do an open call so anyone can apply, anyone can submit their art, and be part of these little shows at the National Art Gallery, because it's a great way for us to meet new artists, and actually, as what just happened in the break, for artists to meet each other, right? And start to, like, know people in your own community and network. So, Dahar and George, you were just trading tips on like your graphic design and filmmaking, so I think that's awesome. So did you know each other's work at all? No. So that's great. So
I think I've seen his stuff. Definitely seen his stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if I probably may have run across that channel. I mean, I probably have. So when you said the Docs on the Rock, I've seen it. Yeah.
And so that channel is Tropic Buzz with a C? Tropic?
No.
Tropics. Okay, TROPICBUZZ.com. So tropicbuzz.com, which is George Robinson's channel, where this documentary that he made, which is showing in the Pot Cake Show, is on that and the other films as well. So I want to ask you guys, what inspired you then? I'm going to just go anti-clockwise again. So Dahar, when you saw the open call, what inspired you? Like, did you have work about Pot Cakes already? Did you make something specifically for the show? Why did you want to submit? Like, what was the drive there?
So I saw the open call, mm-hmm. and I some new artist friends who I ran into, they was like, yo, you need to do it. It wasn't like asking me, it was telling me. Mm-hmm. And I love to draw animals way more than I love to draw people.
That's really?
First Why? Thing I learned to draw. I don't know, people just like, it's like drawing a T and then you got to draw oval and that's a face. Wise dogs, how about like a triangle, some birds have an oval. It's just, it switches up a lot, so it's very different. And I like to draw dogs. Yep. I had a couple of sketches of a dog and I was like, you know what? I can submit this. Then I decided one day I was out clubbing. I was out in the club and I drove past Imperials, plugged for Imperials, and I saw a guy eating his food and literally his food dropped in the pocket, picked it up. Mm-hmm. And I sat down, wrote that story, then animated it, or basically drew it over three pages.
Well, I have to say, despite the fact they can mess up the garbage sometimes, like, you know, when you like tie it with garbage nice and neat and then they come and they get it out and they rip it apart, I do think like they're probably great recyclers, cupcakes, right? Yeah. I always say I never have to clean my kitchen floor. If you have a dog,
come on.
No, you never need. Listen, your floor is always spotless, man, because they just come in and they just lick that thing clean. And do you have any kind of like affinity for pot cakes, or not really, or do you just observe them?
My mom loves dogs.
Okay,
yeah, so I don't want to make it sound like she's a bad dog person, because like I feel every time I come by a new dog, I'm like, what happened to the old dog? She's like, oh, right in the room. I was like, okay. So a little bit,
Well, but also they're very clever. I discovered we had this dog at I thought we had a dog at the National Art Gallery. We have a dog. We had a couple of dogs who lived there a long time. One of them unfortunately got run over. That was really sad. And the other one's still there, but she's very scared of people. She lives in the bush. She's very, very chilled out, but she doesn't like come and get friendly. Mm-hmm. And there was a puppy around. So we all started playing with this puppy and, you know, we got him spayed. We had the Humane Society come over. We fed him. Mm-hmm. And he was hanging out. He was playing with the tourists and every day at 5 o'clock he'd be gone. And I was like, huh, I wonder where Shadow goes at 5 o'clock, because he's always there during the day and he's like my best friend and my dog Shadow. Mm-hmm. And then I take, sometimes when the traffic's bad, I do this little chuk-chuk way home, and I used to see the dog sitting on someone's stoop. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, I wonder what Shadow's doing sitting there on that person's stoop. Anyway, then we started the sculpture garden project, and I met some of the kids from the neighborhood. They come up from Hospital Lane, they play in the yard. And so suddenly then there's, you know, Shadow's there playing, and this kid says, oh, there's my dog, Pookie. And I go, no, that's my dog. And he's like, no, that's my dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we discovered that this pot cake doesn't just have two owners. He has three owners.
Wow,
smart.
And he gets fed at least 4 times a day, right? Really? Because he goes from one. So he's with them in the morning, then he's with us during the day, then he goes back to them, then he goes somewhere else, right? And wow. He's got different names everywhere.
And he responds to each one.
And I see him roaming, like, way over on my way home. He can be, like, way over by Market Street even. He's a smart yeah, dog. So,
really doing. You know,
so I wouldn't too feel sorry for your mother's dog. They've probably got a few other houses going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And George, well, I mean, you spoke a little bit about your film. So you've done something, like, deeply about pot cakes. Is that something that, like, was always on your mind? Like, you wanted to work to kind of speak about the pot cake issue, or was that something that someone brought to you and was like, oh, make a movie about the pot cakes?
Well, it was something that was kind of always on my mind, because I heard I like the underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pot cake is kind of the underdog, and it's something that's very Bahamian, so it's something that I wanted to touch on.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because you interview in the one that we have different people, like, so you interview some dog owners. And then you interview just like a guy. I don't know who the guy is, the random guy that you that you have, and he speaks about, like, again, from it kind of like the black Bahamian point of view, because uh-huh. he's very funny. He's like, oh well, yeah, it's the white people treat dogs this way and the black but you know, of course, like in other countries it might divide differently, right? So mm-hmm. here it appears that that's how it is. But I thought it was kind of funny. So he's like, and he speaks to that thing of like how they tend to be raised to be aggressive, so people then assume that all dogs are going to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Right? Did you have pet dogs ever?
I had a pet dog when I was very, very young, probably under 10.
Yeah.
It passed away during the Christmas because the clinics and stuff were closed, but yeah, besides that, no.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Oh no, sad story. Oh. I know, you got to get yourself a new, but you got to come to the puppy workshop. They are the best friends. Mm-hmm. Best friend a person can have. What about you, Thomas?
Yes, growing up, I had a dog. I guess it was my uncle's dog, and it became my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it just grew up me from primary school up to high school. You know, one day, you know, her name's Chanel. She went missing, and they just told me, I assumed she may have passed because I know she's slowing down. And then when they told me, say, oh, Chanel passed away, I could be honest with you. I cried, and sometimes even now when I mention it, yeah. Can't help it, tears on my mind.
No, they become.
Then I grew with that dog.
They become like members of the family. They do. We lost our dog last year, 14 and a half years, older than my kids at the time, and it was tough. But we went to the Humane Society and we got two more. So now mm-hmm. we have two pot cakes. She came with us, and actually it was really funny because I used to bring her back in Germany when we lived there. My husband's German. you know, you can take your dog anywhere. You can take your dog, you know, you can walk your dog yeah. down like Bay Street, tie it up outside the bank, yeah. go in, do mm-hmm. your banking, come out. The dog's sitting there waiting for you. Where, you know, and when I first got here, I kind of forgot how it was. And so we brought our dog, and I was like, I'd bring my dog to work, and everyone would be like, oh my God, this dog
is
out.
And
she was like a big dog, right? But she was, uh-huh. of course, just she would sit under my desk. And everyone was like, how did you get that dog to do that? And I'm like, no, this is how dogs are supposed to be.
Yes.
This is actually like,
exactly.
So it's kind of funny. Yeah, yeah, this is normal. So what made you want to then apply to the show? And actually same for you, George. What made you want to put work into the show? Was that just like wanting to become part of the community? Was it because of your drive to like, because of the dogs? Was it something about your memory of Chanel that you wanted to? Because your yeah. picture's kind of sad. Like they're behind a gate and it's all gray and dark. And it's a little bit like they're not loved. And you're kind of asking people to think about
actually, it's a combination of all that you mentioned. Let's say for the background information for the pieces, I named the cage. It's on a canvas. I painted it gray, and I draw it charcoal and pastels. I've seen that like, I have an affinity for black and white medium because sometimes I feel as if color can be distracting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to focus on what the actual imagery is and add mm-hmm. to the dramaticness of it. So what I did is I actually went to the Bahamas Humane Society. And I just interacted with the dogs, and I saw these two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that one thing with all the dogs, and these ones in particular, what they do is when you come there, they do all they can to get your attention.
Oh, they do, yeah.
They get your attention. If they see you for a while, if you're not there, they mm-hmm. actually go quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these dogs, they're trying to get your attention. So when you look, you see one dog looking at you, the next dog there. So when you look at the piece, the dog is staring at you through the cage. And the next one, if you're a little shorter, it's going to be staring at you. The dogs are trying to interact with you because they want you to take them home.
They do. They know. Well, they know where they are, and they know they want to go join a family, basically. Yeah. Because dogs are pack animals, right? So they, and that's why normally if you like leave them alone in a yard all the time, they bark a lot too, because they actually don't want to be alone all day. They want to be hanging out with their pack.
Exactly.
Which is why we used to take our dog to work.
Sit under your desk.
Yeah, no, but she would. She'd sit under my desk. And you know, the great thing about if you have a dog like that is that it makes you, because again, dogs have to get walked. They have to drink water. So they would say, if you have a dog, you're going to smell the roses. You're going to stay hydrated, and you're going to get your exercise.
Definitely.
Because you have to do all those things with your dog, right? So what about you, George? Why did you send your movie in to us at the National Art Gallery?
Well, I sent it in because it was already out there,
and
it was completed, and I was like, you know, I have something, and someone contacted me about it, and they were like, you should do it, and I was like, oh, yeah, and they said that you should do it, and I submitted it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was a good opportunity.
And it's actually great to have that as, like, it's really nice because it's like a contextual piece for the show in a way, but also, again, like, it's great to meet another young, like, filmmaker, because I think we're having a movement now where... Certainly, I think in all forms of art, but specifically photography and film too, I think we're seeing like a leap forward, because I remember when, I mean, again, I'm a lot older than all of you, but from when I was a kid, like the ads in the movie, I mean, they're just like, you were like, okay, come on, man, I could have done better. Like, and I mean, now you're seeing like really good quality and like your piece is really well done. Like it's really high quality. It's like well edited. The sound is good. The visual quality is good. Is that a lot of training? Is it the fact that like everything is kind of digital now and that helps a lot too, or is it just through training and hard work?
Well, probably a little bit of that, but I put a lot of emphasis on the story, like besides the technology and the digital stuff, I really try to formulate a story with pen and paper, and then I think the story is what really ties it all together, besides the visual and the sound and what you see. Those things just help. But without a story, then it won't make sense.
So do you have an idea before you go, like what you want to get in camera? Do you have an idea of sort of like, you know, okay, I want someone talking about this aspect. I want someone talking about this aspect. How much is like pre, I mean, I know that they're speaking of their own accord, but how much is like preconceived?
Yeah, I have a vague idea. Usually what I do before I speak to someone, I kind of have like a invisible script. And that I already have planned out in my head, and once they kind of fit that puzzle, then
it slots into the place where you want it to go. Yeah, but sometimes I guess somebody must just do something where you're like, you didn't foresee that, and you're like, oh my god, that's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and do you do storyboards?
Actually, when you mentioned the storyboards, I remembered your piece, and I was like, you know, I really thought that was a storyboard. I do storyboards, but usually when I'm making like a short film or something, not for dogs, but it's not as beautiful as yours. But
Tahar's piece is really, I mean, everyone's got great work, but it is very beautiful, your piece. It really is. And it's and I think it's important too, and that's why I was happy to have it in. I think it's really great to have all these different mediums. I invited other people on the show, not everyone could come, but like there's one lady who did like a little, I don't know if you guys saw it, it's like the little kind of sculpture. So cute. It's little, and it's made out of just like, it's like sewn together. So I think it's really interesting to like look at all these different mediums too. And Tahar, your work, because I think people, again, they do write off graphic, you know, it's kind of like kind of kiddie stuff. Or maybe it's not as serious, but I think again, like, your work is so beautiful. Is that all pen and ink?
It's mixed media. It's a combination of ink, markers, acrylics, and some, amazingly so, Molotov is a spray can, like paint.
Oh, really?
They have a marker now.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of marker and spray can. So for certain things. It's when I mix up and get mixed.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they're really beautiful. You get up to those paper works. There are three works on paper that are framed between glass, and they're really beautiful. And you just see like all this detail. So it makes me think of like, even though it's just, you know, again, quote unquote, just a comic kind of thing. I was like thinking of like Chinese painting and, you know, all those ones, all the different layers. And exactly, with brushes. Well, you know, you can tell. So it's really, and I like that like all these different mediums came together. Like, so, you know, George had a sort of documentary, and, you know, you had charcoal, and then there's people that were working in, and there are a lot of photographs, of course, in the show, and then these little sculptures, and actually there's a ceramic piece of a dog's bones, like outside the beginning. And we had to put that outside because we thought it was an amazing work, but we're like, it's really depressing, so we're just going to put that outside. So sorry, Matthew. That's Matthew Rahming's piece. We were like, all the other pieces were sort of more like, they weren't happy, but, you know, they just definitely, that one was like, wow.
Your piece, I looked at it for so long, and I was like, it says charcoal.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
Charcoal.
It's really nice.
Yeah, and so,
I like your, really nice.
Yeah. So it was like really, I think it's also what's really nice about the show is it shows like the diversity of kind of creative spirit that we have in the Bahamas, right? Because, you know, when you say, oh, like, I'm an artist, people tend to think like painting. That's the number one thing, right? Painting.
Definitely.
And that you come to the show, you see like everything, right? Every kind of use, ceramics, fabric sculpture, pastel, photography, filmmaking, graphic design. Excellent. So I think it's really incredible. So I think, again, like the audience should come and see the show for that and come and like check out the names of all these artists who I hope we continue to work with. And so, again, like what's next for you guys? So you are, what are you, like, what's your next project? Do you just how does it? Do you wait for clients? Do you send stuff out? Like, you know, you said you work in like Canada and the UK too. Do you submit for things?
Yeah, I submit for certain things. Sometimes I get an email, but of late, I did a mural a couple of months back, and I really love graffiti also.
Oh, where's the mural?
It's in a gym named Happy Hour CrossFit. It's this boxer.
Okay.
And the guy wanted something bright. I love bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted something funky, so it's a giant
wall. Oh, good. Well, listen, we have a whole mural program. We have to stay in touch because we're trying to brighten up the city. I hope you notice around the National Art Gallery, things are looking a little happier than they were a few years ago. And we're always looking for people that can work in mural. Cool. And George, what's next for you? You're working on tropicbuzz.com?
Yeah. So what I'm doing, I'm finishing off that season.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost finished with it now. It'll be 12 episodes. And then after that, we're going to move on to the other shows.
Cool.
It's going to be about 7 shows total.
Cool. And do you have sponsors and stuff that like support you? And I hope if not, you should, whoever's listening and wants to support this amazing young filmmaker.
Yeah. We have a lot of smaller sponsors. We've been in talks with some bigger ones, but we haven't really, kind of secured anything as yet.
Yeah. Okay. And did you do like commercial work or anything like that to people?
I do commercial work, not much.
Yeah.
I'm more focused on this particular
on your thing. Yeah. Well good luck to you. I'm gonna definitely, as soon as I'm gonna totally waste the next 3 hours at work, I'm gonna go and watch tropicbuzz.com and say that I'm doing research. That's what I'm gonna do. What about you, Thomas?
Okay, well, I display a lot of my work with a group called the Salas Project.
Oh, sure. I know the Salas people. Definitely. Yeah, so that's over at the health center on Blake Road, right?
Yes, definitely.
Family Medicine Center.
Definitely. And also, we also display work at the CEO Cafe. It's nearby, the Compass Point area. So we're going to be having a show there sometime in November. The date, we haven't pinpointed down. It's a group of multiple artists. And it's going to be, that's what I'm working on coming for November. So also, I do commission work. You could contact me on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Thomas Harrison Art, spelled Thomas Harrison. So you can contact me if you want any commission work.
Cool. And how can I contact you, Dahar?
Just simple, plain old, boring Dahar Butler.
Oh, yeah, Dahar is such a boring name.
Yeah, Dahar Butler on Instagram.
So many Dahars.
They run and rampant. I have a website coming up named justdahar.com.
Okay.
Simple yet again.
Cool.
But Instagram usually is the easiest way.
Excellent. So everyone can get in touch with these guys. You can also come see the show. You can also come to the workshop on the 13th, on Saturday, October the 13th. You can meet a bunch of super cute puppies. And you can just play with them and draw their picture and then go home. Or you could adopt one and take one home with you. Or you can just, become a member of the Humane Society. They do awesome work. They really do. And it's important for us as humans to also care for our environment. And part of that is caring for the animals and the environment and making sure there's not too many to drive us all crazy. So, right? we should just take good care. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight. I want to thank you for submitting work to the show. And I hope that we continue to have a wonderful relationship into the future.
So too. And thank you for inviting us to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks very much. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and have a good evening.